It's a waste of a day.
Hello and welcome to show 5, the show that's so shoddy we're putting it together in one night out of bits that basically I've recorded at some time or other, because I haven't really had time to plan out this show properly, and it's only going to be a short show because I'm rushing it out, because coming tomorrow I've got a very important co-host coming on the show, so I'm just going to rush a little short show out for you now to get some of the things that I have stored for shows out on the air for you, and to keep me updated on the whole Thursday update thing. This isn't making much sense at the moment, but I'm very, very tired because it's been a very busy day for me. In fact, it's been a busy week. I seem to have gone from doing nothing ever to being out at the Union every single night. But that, my friends, is because it is Rag Week. That's a raise and give week, for those who don't know. Basically, it's a charity event that's going on down at uni. The RAG officers are hosting loads of really good events that I'm just going down and supporting. And basically, that's pretty much what this show's going to be about. I'm going to have some audio comments from The Room, which is kind of a Big Brother-styly thing that happened in the Union, featuring show favourite Gary Leslie, basically. And but coming up right now is a little bit of, well, basically it's a little bit of crap that I recorded. I think it was on Tuesday. No, it was on Sunday that I recorded, when it was a wonderful, beautiful day in York. So here's that crap for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, welcome back to the Outcast. And today we're going to be sounding a bit different because we are filming the entire show from, from outside, actually. Because I woke up today, I got dressed, I went to work, I found out I wasn't actually working that day, so I came out, had my laptop on me, and I decided to go and record a show. And because it was such a lovely day, I thought I'd do the entire thing outside. So I don't know how it's going to sound. Hopefully it's going to sound good. It really is an amazing day. There's boats going past, because I'm right by a river. I'm sitting on this amazing bridge, and it's just a beautiful day. I mean, the sky is blue, the water is, it's murky green. I wouldn't go swimming in it, but hey, let's see, there's snow, it's warm. There's a bridge, there's plants, it's great, it really is. But yeah, it's a bit nippy, but hey, we can cope because I'm wearing a coat. So thanks to the wonder of Lappy, I'm going to film this entire show outside, so this is going to be the fully outside Outcast. Hopefully it doesn't sound too shit because I'm outside, but even if it does, tough, because it's an amazing day. I'm going to take some pictures to show you just how beautiful a day it is, because I don't think I've seen such a lovely day for quite a while, to be honest, especially not in York. So yeah, I really wish you could be here with me, guys. So yeah, hopefully this day is gonna bring some inspiration to me as I'm sitting out here on this very windy bridge. Can you hear that? I sure can. But yeah, it's Sunday. I don't actually have any clips yet for the show, so this is going to be a bit disjointed. But this is basically my introduction, and I would like to thank you all for tuning in once more, for making us the 61st highest listened to audio blog on Podomatic. But also, yeah, we've entered the big league now because we are the 96th highest listened to podcast on Podomatic, which is pretty amazing, because there's quite a few on there. There's at least 101 in each genre, and there's like 12 genres, so there's at least 1,000 podcasts out there, and I was rated 96th on a particular day, which to me, is amazing, especially since this is only our fifth show. So I'd like to thank you all for checking out the page, for downloading, and basically just for being you, because you are wonderful. So thank you for that. Other news, we've still had no emails, so it's outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, so feel free to tune into that. And, what else? If you hadn't noticed, I redesigned the Podomatic page, so it's got the wonderful orange and blue colour scheme that I'm so very fond of. So I hope you enjoy that. If you don't like it, let me know, and I will try and change it for you. It's snowy. Isn't that great? And there's people walking past. There they go. They probably think I'm a nutcase, but hey, it's for the show.
So there we have it. Experimental radio from outside. I don't see any of the podcasts doing that, do you?
No.
Exactly. So, as I said, this show is basically going to be just a mishmash of crap that I'm sticking together. But don't worry about it, because you are going to have a high-quality show with high-quality guests coming at you maybe tomorrow or maybe on Saturday. So, fear not. Faithful listeners, for all shall be revealed within the due course of time. So, let's get to do a bit of a segue. As I said, it's been Rag Week all week. I've done the... on Monday I did, what did I do? Oh, the school disco, that was fun. We had a bit of karaoke, and I bought 3 slaves at the slave auction. If anyone has any idea of what to do with those slaves, please feel free to get in touch at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. If you don't know the email address by now, shame on you. On Tuesday I did the memory's going, you see, in the old age. On Tuesday I did... honestly can't remember. It was good though. Oh, it was the murder mystery thing, that's right. It was excellent, it was. It was basically like a role-playing, but for cool people. So I thought it was very good, and we solved the murder mystery in the end, and I won some VK Tropicals, one of which I'm drinking now, but shh, because I don't drink, do I? Shh. And I also won a bottle of wine for being the best character, which I'm donating back to Rag, because I'm such a generous guy. And, what else? Wednesday I went to Bamberton. Thursday was... well, that's tonight. Thursday was tonight. I did the speed dating. That was very good, although I kind of forgot the point of me going to the speed dating was so I could get a date, and I instead spent most of my time trying to convince people to donate to Rag. Which, segues us perfectly into these audio comments live from the room by Mr. Gary Leslie. Here he is talking on, this would have been day 2 of his time in the room. Enjoy.
Hi Gary.
Hi Peter, how are you? Alright?
I'm fine. What are you doing today?
Today I'm going to be hopefully just sitting in this room all day.
And what's the room? Explain it to the
room
viewers.
The room is Big Brother viewers. I hate how you keep calling them viewers as well, the listeners. From last night to Friday, Tuesday to Friday, we will be staying in this little cordoned off area in pursuit of charity, in pursuit of money for charity, for Rag Week.
I love what you've done with it.
Yeah, we've made it quite homely. I haven't raised that much at the moment. But basically, accounts done every 8 hours.
8 hours?
8 hours. And the person with the least amount of money is evicted every 8 hours.
It's not looking good for you, Gary.
Not looking good for us.
I thought you were staying here till Friday. I thought you were going to win because everyone else had to go.
I'm hoping. Rio's fucking going to work and coming back.
What?
I know.
You can't do that.
I know. It's a bit unfair.
Well, it's all for charity, I suppose.
It is all for charity, yeah. That's the point.
See, I think I will donate that bottle of wine.
I just want to win.
Yeah.
I fucking win.
It's also National Non-Smoking Day, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke.
Excellent.
We were told that if somebody wanted to smoke, they have to go off campus.
What?
And you'll notice that there are people outside smoking.
What are these people?
Jackie had to go outside and have a cigarette this morning.
That's rubbish. You should have said no
that
cigarettes for you, Jackie.
She would have lamped us one, so.
This is a joke. It's like, Rhea's going off, Jackie can leave to smoke.
I know.
What if you're hungry, Gary? Can you just nip into the cafe for a bit of lunch?
Yeah, I might do that. Do you know these people? Who, can they give us money?
No, I don't know.
Money.
I don't know. So you nodded at me. Genius.
Do you actually know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Used to be on my course. I don't know who, where the person that was in the cafe
was on.
Oh, he's slacking.
Yeah, Craig David.
So what are the songs do you hate? You know, while I'm here.
What songs do I hate? What songs don't you like, Jackie?
Yeah. Come on, Jackie. What songs do you hate?
I hate the Crazy Frog.
Oh,
if
put that foot in Crazy Frog.
If I could punch Crazy Frog, I would.
That'd be money well spent in the jukebox, then.
Oh, the Sarah's Friends.
Oh, Gary. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
So I'll see you in 8 hours, then.
You'll
you
see
pop
me
into work.
Hours. I can't pop it. Well,
when you get kicked out.
When I get kicked out. This isn't looking good for me at the moment.
No, it's not.
Seriously.
I'll see if I can round up some people and then come back and help you out.
At least 50 pence each.
Yeah, what is? I'll nick your bucket and shit you water around. Money for Gary.
Oh, not really sure why that one ended there. I think I remember recording for a lot longer. But yeah, that was Gary. On day one of the room, he'd been in there about, what was it? He went in at 7 p.m. the night before, and that was around about 10 o'clock. So he'd been in there a good few hours already. And it was really cool because, it was like Big Brother, right in front of your face. It was genius, it was. And in the end, they did raise a bit of money. But, the room is basically the whole reason for me doing this podcast tonight. It was going to be like an ongoing thing where I got interviews at various stages of the room. However, certain things happened which caused it to finish early. But hopefully our special guest star presenter tomorrow will be able to tell us more about that in his very first exclusive interview only with the Outcast. Now available on iTunes. So if you've got iTunes out there, you want to type in Outcast, and we'll be right there. Outcast. Author, Grobble. That's me. I'll be artist, Grobble. But yeah, you get the idea. We'll be on iTunes. Something which Gary is very excited about, to be honest. He's like, oh my god, I'm on iTunes. And apparently he tells everyone the story at least twice. So it's quite sad that he's excited about my podcast more than I am. But hey, speaking of actual podcast-related business, I'm currently exceeding my bandwidth over at podomatic.com, so I think I'm actually going to have to start paying for it, which means I may be opening up the voluntary donation button on the site. But, you know, I mean, feel free to just listen to it for free. That's what I'm doing the show for. But if you ever feel the overwhelming desire to donate money, I'm not going to stop you. All you need to do is set up a PayPal account, and the button on the website should be able to do that all for you. But that's if I do end up paying for it, which I'm going to know about in about a week or so. So I'll keep you all posted. In the meantime, here's a bit more from the room from Gary. This is later on, and basically he pretty much takes my microphone and starts doing his own show, which I think can only be what's going to happen tomorrow when I meet up for the exclusive Gary interview. He's going to try and take over the show. So tune in tomorrow for the Gary show. But right here is Gary doing a little bit of interviewing work from the room.
10 minutes.
It's all yours, take it away. You can hold it if you want. I know you can't, because you're in the room.
I'm dying.
Not too close, Gary.
I'm really dying. Jess, I want to thank you for your one penny. You said she gave a penny.
She gave a change, didn't she?
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
I'd like to thank you for your contribution today, because as you can tell by my voice, I'm completely demotivated. Why are you going to Fibber's?
Young Knives playing.
Oh, the Young Knives playing.
Laura decided to stay in bed, and she told me as I was leaving the house.
Laura's not going out tonight.
I don't know what Laura's doing.
Are you taking the piss?
I've got no idea. But
don't call her.
She's supposed to be leaving the house with me. She's still in bed.
Poodles are nice.
Poodles. No, poodle,
French.
Poodle. Laura's not French.
If she was, could I call her poodle? Could I call her Fleur?
Fleur de la Coeur. Right, well, I'll take you through a run through of today.
We have to lean that close, Gary.
We woke up at, well, what time did you get my last statement?
The
last statement?
Yeah, my last.
Would have been before 11.
Right, okay, so... No, no. Oh, yeah.
About 10-ish.
10-ish this morning. Since then, we've had a quiz. We've done a plastic cup pyramid.
Modern art sculpture. That one's modern, before, Gary.
Which one?
Is that one there at the corner?
Oh shit. Right. Oh. No, sorry, I can talk and do this at the same time. I didn't touch it, it was him that did it. I'm having to rectify this cup structure. Oh, that was hard, that was really hard. I got through it. So we made this wonderful plastic cup pyramid. Which is still standing and has to stand until the end of the task. If it's knocked over, whoever knocks it over is going to be punished in some way. And I think we've used around about 200 cups.
Are you going to recycle those cups?
Yes, they're going to be used at later license of Friday.
Yeah, they'll all be too drunk to notice.
Yeah, exactly, that's the thing.
You should lick all the cups.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get Dan to do his trick again,
though.
Instead of a sock.
Use a cup?
Yeah.
I don't know if his balls and dick will be that big.
I wouldn't want
to think
about it. The image is there now,
guys. The image is actually there for me. Actually there for me. And, you know, it's not that great, I have to say.
So, did that happen on camera?
That happened on camera, yes. And it happened around about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So people were coming out of lectures for lunch. And people are just walking past thinking, what the fuck is going on there? It's an adult show now. You would have done, actually. What were we doing? I was sitting there. Oh, I was in my dress. So, oh yeah. forgot to mention the dress. We had a dance competition on the dance machine. That is the dancing stage. The dance stage Euromix by Konami. With 6 new tracks on it.
£1 to play
for 3 games. And 3 games.
Bargain?
Yeah. And so I lost to Big Dave on that one. And so my forfeit was to wear a dress and a bonnet and talk like a lady, a la Little Britain style-y. And then I got really downhearted by that one, so they instead said, well, why don't you dress up as the cigarette man and go outside and tell people that it's bad to smoke on this non-smoking day, the 8th of March. So as I was going outside with megaphone in hand, Big Dave wrestled me to the ground, a la cigarette give up smoking adverts.
Oh, yeah,
and broke the megaphone. So, and then...
Wait, so you dressed up as a big cigarette?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, it's a big cigarette.
Genius.
Yeah. And, so I was a bit disheartened by that. I had to then use a... Instead of the actual trigger, that's what snapped off. I had to stick a pen to hit the button inside the megaphone, which got me pen all over my hands.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a lot worse before I went to the toilet and washed my hands. But, yeah.
How's your chest?
Chest is killing. For those listeners who didn't know, or viewers, whatever you prefer to be called, out there in internet, on the web. For those of you who don't know, I got my chest waxed for charity yesterday for the Rag Week events, and it killed. And it's not very nice at the moment. It hasn't reacted very well to the fact that...
Get a picture.
No. Stick that one on the website.
He's a blister. Is Gary's ninging chest?
I've been told it'll calm down by the end of the week. But it's getting quite itchy now.
It'll calm down.
It will calm down.
You meant you to calm down.
It'll calm... What?
And I've been told to calm down.
Oh, no. I'm a calm person.
You see me.
But, yeah.
It's a pretty calm room.
It is. It's really subdued room. It's a disheartened room. That's what it is.
He looks asleep.
Danny's ready to die. Don't. That's my money that you've got for me from the wonderful you know, customers of that, from that famous coffee house chain, which we're not allowed to mention. But yeah, I think I'm going to end this one here. Because
I'm
waffling now, and there's nothing really much else to say about my day.
It may have ended itself. I don't know how long it goes on for.
I've only been going to for 6.5 minutes.
6.5 quality minutes.
6.5 minutes of a half-hour podcast.
I'll see if I can put it up tonight.
Try and edit it.
What, edit it? No, it's perfect, Gary. It's the untamed naturalism of
realism.
Voice.
Realism. That's where it is.
Naturalism.
Oh, 2 seconds, we've got the announcement. Right, so we've got the announcement. Who is being evicted on this 25th hour? We've got the announcement. Who's getting... Would you like to make a little statement?
What the fuck's that?
It's a recording device.
And why the fuck are you recording shit?
Because Peter's doing a podcast, and he's including this as part of his podcast.
Buffter here?
Buffter?
Well...
What? Peter?
That lad who you said we'll get? He does look a bit calm, like, but bless him. I'll shag him.
He was hitting the piss there, Peter. Yeah. He's not going to edit it out either. He doesn't know how to.
He's still recording?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Ask him what he does for a living, or part time.
What do you do for a living, or part time?
What?
This is an interview with Danny. What do you do part-time for a living?
Me? I'm a part-time door supervisor, area manager for Stag Security, and I'm also a part-time mixed martial arts competitor.
Do you enjoy both of those things?
Greatly. Don't work and get paid a lot.
Which do you prefer?
Well, my martial arts is more of a hobby, so that's more of a release point. But I'd say both the same, but in different perspectives. I enjoy my door work because I get to socially meet and greet and chat to people. Whereas my
girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to be a whore. Whereas, like, my martial arts, I get to, like, release and learn new skills and progress myself. And
release. Would you say that you're quite an angry person? If you didn't have the martial arts, would you be a big ball of pent-up tension ready to smack someone, anyone in the face at any given time?
Yes and no. I don't know, because I used to get bullied a lot, and then I learned martial arts. I was angry, so I hit back at the bullies. And now I've taken it a step further where I now know, I'm so confident in myself, so I know that if they do attack me, I can restrain them rather than hit them or whatever, so I can just chill out with them.
But hitting them is fun as well.
Pardon?
Hitting them is fun as well.
No, not necessarily.
So I just got distracted by the 659 taxi outside. We just hit the pavement and bounced back. Well, I think I'll leave it there, Danny. That was a pleasure talking to you about that. I'm just waiting for the results.
What's that about?
Well, this is Peter's podcast. You don't just stand there because he thinks I'm going to hurt his zen. But he's just podcasts, you know, and he's doing a little thing about this on his podcast. 9 minutes 40, Peter. 9 minutes 40.
Okay, so that's Gary from within the room there. Someone really needs to teach him how to hold a microphone and so it's not too close to his mouth. Hopefully that didn't sound too shit for you all sitting at home. I really am swearing a lot tonight. But hey, it is 41 minutes past the hour of 12 and I do have to get up in the morning for lectures. So as I said, I'm going to cut this show a little short. Actually saying that, it is almost 25 minutes. So it's not that short, is it? So yeah. As always, any questions or comments, email outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. If you want to be a band, or you want to be on the show or whatever, you can leave audio comments over at the website. That's outcast.podomatic.com. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, thanks for tuning in once more, and make sure you tune in a couple of days' time when it's going to be me and Gary one-on-one in a room with a laptop and maybe a view, a room with a view, talking all things, probably all things giant coffee chain store
which we can't mention for legal reasons related. But yeah, please tune in for that. Also, a quick update on the stats for you all. Let's see. We didn't dip out of the top 100 audio blogs since, up until Thursday, which is, Tuesday, which is when we exceeded our bandwidth, which was 7.5 gig for the month, which is, it's pretty cool. Highest feed views, highest page views was 46, that was on the 2nd of March, which pushed us all the way up to the 40th highest audio blog and the 96th highest podcast overall over on the website, which is pretty fucking amazing if you ask me, considering we're only a little show that's four shows old. So yeah, thank you very much guys, and keep listening in, and I can tell from the fact we've got about 8 subscribers that some of you already know we're on iTunes, so keep telling your friends about us, and I hope they listen in and enjoy the show, and maybe even in future shows I'll try and get some competitions on the go for you, something like that, have a bit of fun, try and get the audience participation on the go, break down that fourth wall. Heck, I ain't got no walls, I'm like a voice in a box, those red balls are kicking in. Yeah, so anyway, as I said, I'm going to bid you good night, adieu, salut, ça va bien. And I shall let you know what happens tomorrow. So later, guys, and cue the theme music.